Yeah, God just seems to always bring us back, eh? When we are willing to just hear his voice, and he just cares for us and loves us. You know, there's nothing you have done. If you're here today and you think back to your life, there's nothing that you have done that God can't touch your life and forgive you and give you mercy and grace. His mercy endures forever. And there's nothing that you or I could have ever have done where we can't come to him and just say, God, here I am. You know, and God, I'm so sorry. Would you be with me? Would you help me? And he's there. He's faithful. He's a friend. Oh, I just, you know, like that goodness of God. You know, in Mark chapter 4, if you have your Bible, you can turn there. I just have a couple brief thoughts. I really felt God also, like Judy, just giving a word to somebody here. But in chapter 4, verse 35, we have this story of Jesus and the disciples. And it starts out, on that day when evening came, he said to them, let's go over to the other side. And leaving the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. And there rose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up. You know, here's this story of, they've been ministering on one side of the lake, the Sea of Galilee, and they're basically going to go to the other side. So they get in the boat, and as they get out into the water in this boat, you know, all of a sudden the storm comes up and the fierce winds. And on the Sea of Galilee, Sea of Galilee is roughly just under 700 feet below sea level. And so they were prone to these violent and sudden changes of weather. And that's exactly what happened here with the disciples and Jesus. And I was out on a lake one time, outside of Williams Lake. We were fishing in a boat, small boat. And all of a sudden, the weather changed. And it got really windy, like today. And then it got really wavy, and the waves started coming over the boat, and, you know, we're there, and it's getting water on the bottom of the boat, and here we are, you know, thinking everything's fine, but it just seemed like there was a lot of water coming in that seemed more than the coming over the boat, and we couldn't figure out what was going on, and then till all of a sudden it just started getting higher, and there was a tin can in there, and I start bailing with this tin can, trying to keep up, and then we switched off with the other person, tried to get to shore, and we started bailing, trying to get it out. Well, it turns out we found out that in the midst of doing stuff, somebody had kicked out the plug of the boat, and so water was coming in from underneath as well. It was probably you, John, but here we were. In the middle of this, trying to get it, and we actually made it to shore, but when we got to shore, there had to be a foot of water in the boat itself. We were really listing low. And I say that because there's an interesting fact in this story of Jesus and the disciples, and it's this. The disciples are freaking out because of the waves and the wind and the water coming over the boat, and Jesus, it tells us, is in the back of the boat on a cushion, sleeping. Now, his boat wasn't a lot big, you know, huge ship. I mean, Jesus is on a cushion. Cushions get wet. And water's coming in, and it says the boat's beginning to fill up. So how in the world is Jesus staying dry? But here we are with this story, and here he is in the middle of this situation, and Jesus is just sound asleep. And why is Jesus asleep? Why is Jesus asleep? You see, we had a song this morning, you know, we have no fear. What? Our fear has to take a hike? You know, because Jesus is in the boat, he's not worried. There's nothing to worry about. He's got no anxiousness. He's having a great sleep because there's no fear. And it's also a good point that Jesus is a man, 100% a man and God here at the time. And he's probably having a great rest because he needs it. You know, life, we need our rest. And when you're doing spiritual leadership and in your emotions and everything, you get tired, fatigued. You need a rest. So here's Jesus in this perfect example of just this calmness and lack of fear in his life. And they come to him and they wake him up. How many of you like getting woke up when you finally got to sleep and you don't sleep well? You know, and here he is. They wake him up, and they say to him, you know, teacher, don't you care that we're perishing? Don't you care? We're in a big pickle here, God. I remember one time I was Castle Park down in Abbotsford, outside Abbotsford, a big games place. And my friend managed it. And we had taken the youth group there for the night on a Friday night. And then we were going to the water slides the next day. So we basically tented at the Castle Park on their lawns. And, you know, we were fine. It was good sleep. But what I didn't know is that he had set the sprinklers to go off at 3 a.m. And at 3 a.m., the sprinklers went on, and I was so tired that I just could not get up. And I hear young people freaking out, especially the girls, and they're all moving their tents in the middle of the night to get out of the water, and I just stayed there. And woke up in the morning, of course, finally getting to sleep, and we were soaked because of the stuff going on. But, you know, it just gives me this point. I want to give you a quote from a song. You know, Jesus is in the boat. He's sleeping. They wake him up. They're fearful. They're wondering why they're going to perish, and doesn't Jesus care? And how many of us in times of real low points of our life, how many of us feel like God just isn't listening? Like God isn't hearing? And Judy, you must have had some lonely times in those points. You know, like, where's God in the midst of all of that? And at those points in life, we have to remember that Jesus is still the same. He's still confident. He's still the same God who's never going to leave us or forsake us. And for whatever reason, when we don't feel like he's there, we have to know in faith that he's there. And Jesus gets up and he goes to the wind and the sea. And quiet down. Be still. And everything just gets calm. This God, the God of nature, commands it to be still, and it's that way. The quote from the song is this: the wind and the waves still know his name. The wind and the waves still know his name. Whatever's going on in your life, whatever you're going through right now in this season of life, you need to know that the same God who was asleep in the boat and seemed like he wasn't caring is the same God today who is caring and who just isn't fazed by what we're going through. And that same God can be called upon, and that same God can stand up in your circumstances and look at the circumstances that you see, this violentness around you and the turmoil inside, and that same God can go, hush, be quiet, be still. It's the same God that you can have confidence in. And you know what it really comes down to is this: knowing God. If you know God and you have a knowledge of him, you know that he's not going to leave you or forsake you or desert you in your time of trouble. Jesus goes on to say to them, you know, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? You see, the disciples had seen a lot before this moment, seen Jesus do a lot. And it comes to this point, why are you afraid, you know? And they'd seen things. They'd seen things. They'd done faith. They knew what faith was. They'd lived faith. And in our circumstances, we always need to remember when we're going through something, you know, God was there last time. God was there when I was going through that. He never left me then. He never forsook me. And that same God that was there at that time is here with me now, today. He won't leave me like he never left me before. We got to have faith, even in a God who we sometimes feel is silent. You know, the antidote to fear is faith. It's trusting in Jesus. It's having a simple faith of just saying, you know, God, I believe in you. And I know what's going on here, God, but I want to trust you because, God, you're the only one who can help me. You know, they were right in turning to Jesus, weren't they, in the boat when Jesus was sleeping? they really were right. They went to the right person, you know, at that time. But there was fear, and they came to Jesus in fear and not faith and confidence. You know, and we need to come with faith and confidence to the God who loves us and understands us and who help us through it all. I love what they said at the end when Jesus told the wind and storm to die down. They said this, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" You see, what they were seeing was the Son of God, wasn't they? They were seeing the God of the universe in action. How many of you have seen the Son of God, the Son of the universe, in action? Give a testimony and wave your hand if you've seen God work and move in your life. He's amazing, isn't he? Isn't he worth continually turning our eyes and our attention to, continually looking to him? I just, like I said, I had a real sense there was somebody here today. You're going through a kind of a storm in your life. And it does seem like the winds and the waves are just overwhelming you, and they're flooding your life and your spirit, and you're lacking a little bit of hope. I just want to speak into your life today. The same God who created the heavens and the earth, who breathed life into you, is the same God who is standing with you today. And even though you may think he's sleeping and he's unaware, he's very much aware. And he's only silent because he's confident that his work in you will be completed and that he will see you through whatever storm is going on in your life. Just turn to him this morning and just acknowledge him and let him know, you know, say, "God, here's the wind, here's the waves, here's the water. God, will you still them for me and give me faith and confidence and trust in you today?" God, I think in this place today, there's probably more than one. It's not about what we sort of have or just once in a while we go through, God. It's that there's some real storms happening right now in people's lives. And God, I'm asking you to just reach down again today and just let your peace, God, that peace that passes all understanding, just flood into their spirit, to their being today. And as they turn their attention to you, God, I pray that you would hear and you would answer. And I thank you, God, for being the one who is their strength and can be their confidence today. God, help. Help, God. Help them. In Jesus' name. I really have a desire this year in my own life to build my faith, to grow in faith, to really trust God in a greater measure. And I want to encourage you to do the same, you know, to seek to have God grow your faith and to really strengthen your faith. And Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. That word "all," of course, means the whole. Every part of our life, let's give him that and trust him with it. When it says don't lean on your own understanding, it really means don't support yourself on yourself. You know, it's like this wall here, you know. I can come over here, and I can support myself against this wall. But really what that word is saying, don't support yourself like this on yourself. Support yourself on Jesus. You know, put your trust and lean all of your life, all of it, on him. And allow God to see you through and to be your strength. Next little bit here, I'd like to have us do this. We're going to open the communion table and allow you to just come and serve yourself and take communion by yourself again today. And we're going to worship God and just spend some time acknowledging him. And if you're one of these people today that you really are going through a storm in your life, I just invite you to find a place of prayer in here. You know, as pastors, we'll be available for prayer. for you if you'd like prayer today. And let's just pause, you know, and I'll come up in a while and sort of bring us all back together and close us off. And we're going to have fellowship with each other, some coffee out in the foyer. But I'd just like us to take time and just remember who our God is. You know, He is the one who's going to see us through this next year. He's the one who's going to walk with us. So let's worship Him. Let's pray and seek Him. And let's take communion, because this is why we do what we do and why we have faith. Because Jesus Christ died for our sin and gave us hope. He's the one that took us from the third floor psych ward, you know, of despair, and pulled us out and gave us life and freedom and victory. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And who the Son has set free is free indeed. And He's the one who wants to give us abundant life, full of joy and peace and trust and faith. And let's turn and lean towards that God of wonder and beauty. And let's just worship Him with all our heart and all our being this morning. And let's just love Jesus with all our heart. Would you do that with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Praise you, Jesus.